Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz here along with the goalkeeper, the Pet Zone player of the game, Alyssa Stumbaugh. Yes, she's looking at me like, really? Yeah, you are. Congrats on another shutout.
Thank you.
That was incredible. First of all, the weather. A lot of people were like, how do these girls play in this conditions? Well, you guys were prepared. Under Armour, right?
Yes.
What else?
Well, it's a little different for me because I'm a goalkeeper, so the girls don't have to wear as much as me, but it was really cold today. So today, I'll start from toes up. I've had wool socks, plus my soccer socks, plus toe warmers. And then I wear men's Under Armour leggings because it's like so much warmer. So I had that, and then I had sweatpants, and then I had Under Armour top with a crew neck underneath my jersey. And then I had a headband around my ears. And then with my hands, I have latex gloves that I put on because it keeps them from getting wet. So it keeps them warmer than usual. And then my goalkeeper gloves.
And then there's Megan Dahl, who's wearing shorts.
Yeah, she's crazy. Some of these girls don't wear leggings, and I don't understand how they don't.
Well, they're doing a lot more running than you do.
That's true. That's very true.
That first half, you guys get on the board. It's 1-0. Was that kind of a relief to you, or did you go, wait, there's a lot more soccer to be played?
There was a lot more soccer to be played. It wasn't until that second goal where I was like, okay, there's a cushion, and then there's a third goal, and I'm like, oh, the Lord is good. We have a pretty big lead, but you never know, because I kept telling myself, I'm like, they could get 2 PKs, you know,
right?
They can get back. I remember there was 20 minutes left, and I just had to keep telling myself that because you try not to think ahead of, oh, we've got this, because you never know. Anything can happen. They could get 2 PKs, and then the game's tied, and then we go into overtime, and they get one in, you know? So you never know. So you have to keep telling yourself to keep focused, stay in the game, and don't get ahead of yourself.
They put a ton of shots on goal. I haven't seen an opponent do that to you guys, at least from my standpoint here. I'm sure on the road they probably have. But 9 shots on goal. A lot of pressure late in that second half. What kind of was going through your mind is they're just throwing them at you.
I knew that was going to happen because as soon as we score, every team always, like, it's instinctively, like, you always step it up. You start shooting from farther out. So I knew that that was going to start happening. So I was starting to get more focused and starting to get in my set position around the 40 mark. Because usually I do it when it's 30, but I was doing it earlier because I knew that they were going to start pinging balls in.
You get scoring from Allison Smith, Sarah Wendt, and Hallie Peterson. Those three, well, Hallie, she's only scored a couple goals this season. I think that was her second. But you expect to see goals from Smith, Wendt, Becker, and that crew. But what's it like seeing them do what they do? Sarah Wendt, she's just, like, unbelievable.
Yeah, they're really, really good players. We have really good forwards. We have really good veterans. They're persistent. They're very persistent. That's how Hallie got that goal. Just dinging it around in the box, and she's a very strong individual, and you're not going to push her off the ball. So when she sets her mind on something, like, that ball is hers.
Unreal. You play in these kind of conditions. This year, it's been really different, though, because your team has had beautiful weather up until this week, basically. Do you think that was a bit of an advantage that you had played a year ago in this kind of weather? And Central Oklahoma probably hasn't, they're not really familiar with playing in these kind of conditions, I would think.
Oh yeah, home field advantage, definitely, because there were some of us in the locker, or not the locker room, the training room before the game, and some of their team was in there too, just watching the Mankato game, and they were talking, they're like, just amongst themselves, like, oh, do you think the snow's going to affect the ball? Or the keeper and I were exchanging conversation, and she was just asking, like, how do you stay warm? Like, are you wearing sweatpants? I'm like, oh, I'm wearing sweatpants. I told her to put the latex gloves on.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, do you have toe warmers? Get this. I said, do you have toe warmers? And someone was like, what are toe warmers? And I'm like, where are you from? She's like, Texas. I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. So I had to explain what toe warmers were. So yeah, they are not used to this kind of weather, and it definitely helped us out, because when they were talking about that, we just, you know, we stayed quiet. We're like,
yep.
No, that's our information. Like, you need information about how to stay warm, I'll tell you that, but
insider info.
Yeah, inside info.
Okay, so as the game progressed, that ball, I had the crowd mic turned up, and you could hear it just pinging off of people. that ball gets super hard when it's super cold, doesn't it? How hard is it to catch a ball?
It's hard, especially when it's slick. And oh my gosh, the amount of focus you have to have, especially like I'm trying to kick and my foot is like rock solid. I can't kick very far because it's so cold. That happens with any keeper. So I was like, suck it up, Alyssa. Same thing's happening to the other one because I just get so frustrated. But it's hard. I just am glad I don't have to head the ball.
Like, yes.
I'm glad that's not my job. I can use my hands because that ball hurts.
Well, you get to face a familiar foe on Sunday, Minnesota State University. What a great rematch that'll be. But you guys put up 3 goals here today. They had to get to that next round with PKs. Does that give you guys a little bit more confidence knowing that you're putting the ball in the back of the net?
Yes, especially since the beginning of the year. It was hard for our team to score. So to have these games where last game we had 2 up on Minot, and so we're starting to get those goals in, and it helps our forwards get confidence because they know they have the abilities to do it.
And for you as a defender or as a goalkeeper, having Hallie and Megan back there along with Bauer and Fingal, and you know, your defensive line has been so good. But against Minnesota State, how important is that going to be?
It's going to be very important, especially because they have a great offense. But as Megan Dahl says, if they can't shoot, they can't score. And that's what my defense does very well at, is not letting the other team shoot.
Well, I can't wait to call another Beaver soccer game. My season keeps getting extended, and I am so grateful for that because I can't remember which one of you players it was I ran into, and I'm like, you guys need to get a host so I can have another. It was after our last regular season home game. Or no, it was the home Halloween game. I can't remember who I ran into, and I said, you need to keep winning so that I have more games to broadcast. And it just happened to work out, so thanks for winning.
Yeah, the Lord's good.
He is. Absolutely. Amen to that. Well, Alyssa, congrats again. I'll have you pass the headset. Good luck on Sunday. We'll see you back here at the chat.
Thank you.